I want to speak to the real people, so the plastic ones needs to close their ears very quickly. What do you mean, Vessel? I want to speak to those who are facing real, true trials, amen, true storms. Am I in the right crowd this morning? Is there people that says, you're talking to me, lift your hands if I'm talking to you. You say you're facing real things, real stuff, amen, a real life that shakes you to the core. And I want to give you the scripture. This is what the Bible says, the book of John 13. If you have a pen and paper, I want you just to take some notes as well. It says, Jesus answered and said to them, What I am doing, you do not understand now. You do not understand now. I want to read this again. What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Now, I want to just you to listen to me. What God is doing right now, you're not understanding. You don't know why you have to face what you are facing. We don't understand why the turmoil is as great as it is. But after this, you will know. Come on, somebody needs to hear me. I don't know why I'm facing this storm right now. I don't know why all hell is breaking open over my life. I don't know why I have to face every single storm. I don't know. Lord, I don't know. Where's the real people at? Lord, I don't know what you're busy doing, but I'm going to trust you in any case. And this is what Jesus said. You do not know right now. Maybe now you do not understand why you have to walk the road you're on right now. Amen. Maybe you do not know why you suffer with the hurt that you suffer, or you are experiencing the loss that you're experiencing right now. Maybe you don't understand this, but you will soon. After this, you will know exactly what God is doing. Amen. And I want to read you quickly another scripture, because before I go back, this is in the book of John 6:15. It goes on to 21. It says, therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. Now, when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was already dark, and Jesus had not come to them. Then the sea arose because a great wind was blowing. So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, it is I, do not be afraid. Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately, say this with me, immediately. Again, immediately, the boat was at land where they were going. Now, I want you just to focus on what I'm saying now. The Bible says that Jesus went away on his own, because now they tried to seize Jesus. And the first thing the disciples did, hypocrites, they ran away. They left him again on his own, and they went into a boat, and the Bible says they were on the sea 4 miles out. And then a wind arose, the sea started raging. Amen. A storm started brewing. And when Jesus saw the storm is on the way to his disciples, to that which is his own, the Bible says he got up and he walked towards them. Think about how powerful that is. He walked on the water towards the sea, or towards the storm, towards his disciples. And the Bible says he said to them, do not be afraid, it is I. And they got into the boat. Now, the scripture says they were 4 miles out on the ocean. But when Jesus got into the boat, immediately they were on dry ground. Immediately. Now, I'm talking about the immediately right now. One instance you were down and out, and the next you are up and about. Come on, I'm talking to people that understand this, that we do not know why. Lord, why am I facing what I'm facing now? I don't understand this. Why am I facing the storm? Think about the disciples sitting in a boat and not understanding why they're facing the storm. But where was Jesus? Jesus wasn't just leaving them and say, well, you're going to have to sort it out by yourself. The word says he seeked them out. He walked towards them. And you have to understand, many times when God takes you through a phase, it's difficult. You have to understand, before any man can enter a new season, you're going to have to break loose from all hell that keeps you back. And when hell fights against you, please understand this. Not once does the Bible say that Jesus will leave you. He says, even if you go through the fire, I will be with you. Even if you have to face the storm, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. And the most powerful thing is, if you understand that I'm going to where I'm going now, and I'm not going to go back to where I've been. Amen. But the place where I'm going, the devil tries to fight me to keep me away from that position. But it's time when we understand, when Christ steps into your situation, immediately, suddenly, you'll be on dry ground. One moment you were facing all hell, come on, the storms were raging. And the next, wow. Wow, I'm on dry ground. How did I do that? How did I do that? Please hear me. We serve a God that will never leave you, nor ever will He forsake you. Maybe you were doing so well in your life and suddenly something came against you and it took you off course and you do not know, Lord, I don't know why, what you're saying, what you mean. I don't understand your ways. I don't understand your ways, but I want to tell you, be at peace. For the Lord is about to walk towards your boat and He's about to get into your difficult situation. He's about to turn your life upside down. And I promise you, hear the word of God, suddenly you will be on dry ground. The one instance they want to take back your car, they want to take back your house, your business is falling apart. I said, hear the word of God. Jesus says it will be immediately, it will be instantly, it will be suddenly, and everything will be turned around. Suddenly, one moment you were facing just to survive, and the next moment you are serving as king. Come on, somebody in this place needs to say hallelujah if you believe this word. Come on. If you believe it, shout amen. I don't know why you do this, Lord. I don't know why I have to face this. Why me? Lord, I'm the faithful one. Lord, I'm the one that's always here at church. I'm always praying, Lord. I'm always seeking. I'm always seeking. Let me tell you, if hell is fighting against you, it's only one reason, because the devil took notice of you. And when the devil took notice of you, he will do everything in his power to distract you and to make you to lose focus. Because when you lose focus, what then? You lose the anointing. So we need to stay focused. And even though we don't know the plans of God, we don't know, you can trust Him. I would rather walk with Jesus on a path which is unknown than walk with this world knowing where I'm heading. I'm more safe and secured with Jesus Christ. Lord, please show me. I don't understand. Be at peace. You will now. Soon you will know why I had to face that trial. Let me tell you, faith is not built when it's sunshine out. Your faith is being built when all hell is breaking loose. If you think that faith is being built when everything is calm, you're missing it. You're missing the whole point. You will always see in the time of turmoil, that's where God births faith on the inside of you. Now, the Bible says in the book of Romans 1, it says you can go from faith to faith. In other words, when you are experiencing a storm, do you know what's happening? He's actually taking you from faith to faith. And many here, this is what the Holy Spirit says to me. Many is sitting here today and you say, Lord, I'm not sure. I'm not sure why I'm here or I'm hitting on this road. I'm not sure, Lord, why I'm facing what I'm facing. But I promise you, you will understand this very soon. And hear the word of God. I said it last night. This is what God said to me. You will declare a word and it shall be done. Who believes what I'm telling you right now? You will immediately, you will suddenly, you will instantaneously be out on dry ground. And dry ground means new season. Dry ground means, come on, a new place. God will enlarge the place of your territory. He will enlarge the place of your thing. He will expand your anointing. He will expand your faith. Every time when faith is being expanded, the anointing goes with that. Come on, somebody lift your hand and say, Lord, stretch me this morning. We need to be stretched. With all we've got, we need to be stretched. I faced many places in my life. Many, 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 many places. Well, I didn't know where I'm heading. I didn't know why God allowed me to face what I'm facing. But today I can stand here and I can tell you, be at ease. If God allows it, He will never bring something on your path that you cannot handle. What you are facing right now, do you know what? You have been made, you have been built. You say, like they say, Toyota. Amen. When they build a Toyota, they build it tough, man. Amen. It's built tough. Actually, that's the Ford slogan. I just stole it for Toyota. In any case, so it's built tough. Amen. It can handle what you can put the Toyota. I saw a clip of a Toyota the other day. They threw the Toyota buggy in the ocean and then they drive it out again. And they make things fall on it and crash it, and the thing doesn't want to break. Well, I want to tell you something. Have you seen the Toyota? The old badge was a horse. Remember that horse? I want to tell you, you have been built. When Christ made you, He had Toyota as a design. You cannot break. Whatever you are facing, if they throw you in the ocean, you will swim out. Come on. When they knock you down, you will stand up two times. I want to tell you, if you lost one, He will add 10 more. If you've lost one business deal, get ready for 10 more to come in. You needed to lose the one. I said, you needed to lose the one. Those who were walking out on your life, you needed them to go in order for God to release the new. Amen. Have you seen when they light the fire in the grass and the grass burns completely dead? What happens between the black grass? Eventually you see green grass comes again. So you have to get rid of the old in order to gain the new. Now, I'm going to talk quickly about Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the Bible says, we all know about the wall that they've built. And the enemy came. And what did the enemy do? The Bible says that the enemy came and he attacked them. And the wall came down. The wall was part of their protection. But the enemy came in and the wall tumbled down. Amen. So the enemy came. What did the enemy do? And the wall came down. The Bible says in Nehemiah, I'm going to quickly read this. Nehemiah 4, 6, it says, so we built, I'm going to read from verse 5. He says, do not cover the iniquity and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Now, what happens now is the enemy came and the wall came down. And Nehemiah says, we're going to rebuild this wall. And this is what people need to understand. It's time that you rebuild from the ashes. You have to rebuild from the ruins in order for God to do something new. If you allow the devil to destroy you and just sit back, you're going to go from bad to worse. But every time a wall in your life has been knocked down, it's an opportunity to rebuild. Somebody in this place needs to hear me. It's time to rebuild. All right, let's write this sign. I said it's time that you rebuild. Every time the enemy comes and knock a wall down in your life, you have the opportunity to rebuild in your life. And this is what the scripture says. So Nehemiah says, now we're going to rebuild. We are not going to allow. You have to draw a line and say, devil, I'm drawing a line and I'm taking back what is mine. You will not cross this line. Kom hier oor. En moenie maak so sekere mense, you draw a line and then kom hier oor, kom hulle oor. Okay, kom hier oor. When he steps over that line, you get him in Jesus' name. Come on, you fight back. You don't just sit back. When the enemy has dropped down a wall in your life, you can say, Lord Jesus, now I'm going to rebuild. But every time you rebuild stronger. You rebuild stronger. Amen? I don't know, Lord, what you're doing now. I don't even know what you're saying to me. You will now. Come on, I said, you will now. So the word of God says, so we built the wall. The entire wall was joined together up to half its height. Up to half its height. For the people had a mind to work. Now you need to listen to me. Before any person can rebuild what God has instructed you to rebuild, there must be a renewal of the mind. You have to renew your mind in order to experience God's glorious presence. There must be a mind renewal. In order for God to rebuild what the enemy destroyed in your life, you're going to have to renew your thinking, your whole mentality, the whole way you see God, you see scripture, and you see life is going to have to change. You're going to have to get the mind of Christ. Who hears me right now? I have come to a place in my life where you can pray and then somebody interrupts you, and when you speak to them and again immediately in the presence of God. I've come to a place in my life where I can say Jesus and the whole place is filled with His power. That's where we need to live. But it's here, a renewal of the mind. I need to change everything. It's like a reset button that I need to push. Amen. In order for you to forget everything that you think you know and to start anew, to rebuild. Amen. So the word, the Bible says they all had a mind to work. They had the same mind, the same purpose. They had a mind to work. So there's a renewal of the mind. And I want to quickly go from verse 8. It says, and all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Now when Nehemiah made the decision that he's going to rebuild, the enemy said, all right, we're going to go to Jerusalem and we're going to create confusion. Now when the enemy, that's the plan of the enemy. You need to hear me. The enemy tries to bring confusion in your camp. When there's confusion in your camp, there's confusion in your house, there's confusion in your ministry. That's when the enemy comes to destroy. Come on, if you hear me, say amen in this place. So we have to guard our hearts, our families. Come on, where's the husbands in this place? You're the priest of the house. It's time that you say, Father God, I'm not just fighting for myself, but I'm fighting for my family. The devil will not bring confusion in my life. He will not bring confusion in my camp. Come on, you tell the devil, not in my house. Come on, not in my house. This is why Joshua 24 verse 15 says, me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Not maybe, not if the kids wants to, not if my wife wants to, me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Amen. So when the enemy brings confusion in the camp, have you ever seen whenever there's confusion, you will never see the glory of God. God is a God of unity, a God of order. There's a thing called kingdom order. There's an order right through scriptures. God has placed order. And wherever order is, God will always show up. And you get one person, you get one devil that tries to disrupt order. Amen. And when you allow the devil to bring disorder, malfunction in your life, in your situation, that's when walls, the wrong walls, will fall. And you're going to have to rebuild. Now, if you do not break the cycle will break you. All right, somebody here needs to hear me. You better break the cycle or the cycle will break you. Many people love the cycle. Oh, the enemy comes, he destroys. Now you have to rebuild again and he destroys again. I say it's enough. I say this time we will rebuild, but we're going to build it right. So I want you to lift your hands and say, Lord, no confusion in my camp. Come on, say this, Lord, no confusion in my camp. No more confusion. No confusion in my business. No confusion in my family. No confusion in my church, in Jesus' name. Come, if you believe it, give him a hand of praise. I've seen how business guys try to make a deal and try to know what's the next. And do you know what the devil does? Confusion. Confusion. And that's the first way how the devil destroys. Stay focused. Come on, somebody in this place, stay focused. I know the devil tries to kill, I know he tries to destroy, but I've got a message for the devil and it's written under my shoes, for that's where he is. He's under my feet. Come on. I said the devil is under our feet. This morning we will walk out with shackles being destroyed. Amen. The enemy will flee in all different directions. We will stand this morning and we say, devil, in the name of Jesus, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But Lord, I don't know why I'm facing what I'm facing now. Be at ease. You will now. You'll soon understand everything. For somebody in this place is busy getting clearer why you had to face your last season. But as a man of God with the authority of the Holy Spirit, I'm here to tell you, your new season will not do to you what your previous season did. This time we'll build right in Jesus' name. So the enemy wants to create confusion. He says, nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God. Now, say this prayer. Hulle die saam gesit en skinder en they prayed. Now, I just want to stop there for 1 second. When you start to pray, prayer is infectious. When you start to pray, it's like everybody wants to. If you pray right. Prayer changed my life. I know prayer did your life. It changed your life. It changed your life. It changed our lives. Prayer, because now we understood it's not just for the sake of praying, but for the sake of getting into that presence of God. So he said, we prayed. We made a prayer to our God. Amen. And that changes the whole scenario. Because the minute you fall, or you like the scripture says, I'm not sure what you're doing. I'm not sure, Lord. I'm not sure. You have to get back into the presence of God. There you'll be sure. You'll be very sure why you have to face what you face. And there you will know that last night again, something happened and I was in my prayer room and I cried before God. And you know what God said to me? He said, be still. I will fight your battles for you. And when he said, I will fight your battles for you, I said, Holy Spirit, thank you. Now I can go to bed. Because I knew if he fights my battles, you're going to owe dog uitslaan, but with the Holy Spirit, my goodness, he will fight your battles. I'm telling you right now, he's fighting your battles for you. Everybody that came against you, don't worry, leave them to God. Be still and know that he is God. Amen. Come on, I said, be still and know that he is God. Come on, I said, be still and know he is God. The Bible says we made our prayer to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. I'm not just praying now, I'm praying day and night. He says, because of our prayer, we've set a watch. Now you better hear me, your prayer becomes a watch. When you pray, you become a watchman on the wall. Before the enemy attacks, already you know. Remember I taught you that? That by living in the presence of God, by constantly praying, you will know things before it happens. You will know it happens. Amen? So he says that because of that, we've set a watch day and night. Now I'm talking about a guy that's rebuilding. He's redoing what he previously did wrong. Previously, there was no watch. There wasn't even prayer. There was building. They build, they build, they build. And this is what the Bible says. In the Afrikaans say it so mooi. It says, te vergeefs bou jy as God nie bou nie. So they built, but God wasn't anywhere to be found. But this time he says the devil came, the enemy came to destroy. But now we are ready. This time there will be no confusion in my camp. Come on, say this with me, no confusion in my camp. This time I will have my mindset right. Come on, say this with me, I will have my mindset right. My mind will be focused on things above. This is, you need to understand me. This is why Paul says, he says, I don't want to know anything. The translation says, I am conscious about nothing except for Christ Jesus and Him crucified. Amen. Think about, if you're not conscious, what does it mean? It means you're unconscious. When you're unconscious, you do not know what's happening around you. So this is what Paul says. Paul says, I'm unconscious about everything. Everything. You can say what you want, you can do what you want. I don't know about it. He says, the only thing I'm conscious about, awake, is for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the only thing I want to know. I want to know nothing else. Amen. Amen? And now this time, come on, say this with me. I'm going to watch with prayer. Amen? So it goes on, and he says, then Judah said, the strength of the laborers is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall. Now, when they became tired, it's like faith failing. Your faith has failed. Come on, you start to build. You start to build. And then the steen by steen, by steen by steen. And you're building. And the more you build, trust me, I've built before. It's tired. You get so tired. Your Lord can not even. Alright? So they built and they built. But the Bible says now the strength is failing. How many people has built in your life? Every time you set the stone, your faith starts to fail. And when your faith fails, and what do? Again, from scratch, you have to build again. The only thing that pleases God is your faith. There's nothing else. God is not moved this morning by your situation either. He is moved by your faith. The faith that you release in Him. And this is what the devil do. He knocks you on your faith. Because faith is the greatest weapon that a Christian can possess. It's your faith. Come on, it's not your money. It's not the people around you. It's your faith. That's the thing that will keep you standing. That's the thing that will keep you on of returning and building and watch and build and watch. Come on, somebody. Their faith was failing them. They were getting tired. And when the devil brings confusion and tired, you become tired. You don't have faith. The attack is so strong. You have to remain strong in your faith and in the presence of Jesus Christ. Lord, I don't know. And this is the problem that we're facing. You quote the scripture. I don't know what you're doing. I don't even know what you're saying. And your faith goes down. But faith says, but I will soon know and understand what I'm facing. Wie verstaan wat ek nou sê volgende? When our faith goes down, we quote the scripture, Lord, I don't know. I don't know, Lord. I don't know where to go. I don't know why you put me on this place and on this road. But faith says, but I will know soon. I know that every season is for a reason. And you have to discern the season that you're in right now. If you're facing turmoil, you have to understand, please hear me. You will never ever see breakthrough before this attack. Attack, turmoil is always a sign for a miracle in the making. The more severe the attack, the greater the breakthrough. The longer the attack, the longer the season of breakthrough. Breakthrough or attack always comes to prepare you for breakthrough. Be with me. When you are facing that, it's preparation season for breakthrough. And not just any breakthrough, the greatest breakthrough of your life. I say you are at the very brink of the greatest breakthrough ever. Do you believe that? So the Bible says, and our adversaries, the strength of the laborers is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we're not able to build a wall. And our adversaries say they will neither know nor see anything till we come into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease. Now verse 14 is a piece of scripture. It says, remember the Lord, great and awesome. Oh, I love that. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. So Nehemiah said, listen, it's time that you remember your Lord. What does he mean? Remember the one who's fighting for you. He's strong. He's victorious. Come on, he's the one that's glorious. And get back now. Fight for your family. Come on, fight for your wife. Fight for your kids. Don't just stand back. Fight back in Jesus' name. And the Bible says, it goes on, 17, those who build on the wall and those who carried burdens loaded themselves, so that with one hand they worked and at the construction, and with the other held a weapon. And verse 20, it says so beautiful. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us. Now think about how powerful this is. The enemy came, knocked down the wall. And Nehemiah says, this time we're gonna rebuild it. Think about your own life. You start building something, the cycle comes again. The wall gets knocked down. Every time there's turmoil, confusion will always struck your house. Every time. Because what the enemy does is now it's husband and wife quarrel. Because I'm facing, and you don't want to quarrel, but you quarrel because there's stress. You get angry at each other because you don't know how to face this. Now the enemy has come in with confusion. He came in with confusion. I said, come on, he came in with confusion. He knocked you at the place where you needed to be strong. Your faith is the first thing that goes out the door. Now your mouth starts to change. You don't speak faithful words. All of a sudden you start to say, I don't know how we're going to do it. Oh, it's a bad month. Come on, help me out. This is what we do. There's confusion in the camp, in the whole house. And do you know what the devil does? Now your kids get sick. The stove breaks. There's something that you need to pay. The money, there's no money. You don't know what to do. Amen. You don't even know where to go. There's confusion. You don't even have the strength to pray anymore. Your strength has failed you long ago. Come on, am I speaking to the real people? If I'm speaking to the real people, you have to get ready now. Sit at the pint of your, at the edge of your seat, because I'm getting somewhere. Devil knocks you. The wall comes down. And when Nehemiah said, we're going to rebuild, he said, from the ruins. We're not going to start somewhere else. We will show the devil. We'll go back to what God has given us. And here we will rebuild. Not start another company. I will take this company and I'll build it back up. I will take this family. Come on. And I will rebuild it. We'll not back down for the devil. We will not back down. And then Nehemiah says that he placed the watchman. And he said, now this time, everything is different. Because he says, this is the way he prayed now. Or he built it now. The Bible says with the one hand, they've built. The other hand, they had a weapon, a sword. So this is how they were building. They were building, and not just this. If you build like this, this is going to happen. Every time. But now the enemy comes. I'm ready. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. If you come against me, I'm in covenant. What does it mean? That those who fight me, this is what the scripture says. Our God is mighty, strong in battle. He will go before us. He will fight for us. And he says, he said a watchman. They started praying day and night. Day and night. Day and night they prayed. Come on, say with me, day and night. Come on again, day and night. They prayed, they prayed, they prayed. And praying opens up the heavens. Come on, praying gets you into the realm of glory where Jesus Christ is seated. So pray, 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 pray. So they prayed day in and day out. Day in and day out. And they became the watchmen. In other words, when you pray, God shows you what the enemy tries to do. So you're a watchman. And the Lord shows you his attack. And you rebuke it. You say, devil, I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. And you'll be able to fight it. And now I'm rebuilding. I'm rebuilding. But I'm not building like I did in the past. Because in the past, there was confusion in my camp. My faith was failing me. Come on. Everything was falling apart. This time I'm rebuilding. But I'm building like this. With the one hand, I'm building. With the other one, I've got a sword. It means I'm ready to fight. So when one brick is laid and the enemy comes, cross this line in Jesus' name. Come on, because you fight now with the word of God. And come on. And you're rebuilding. And you're rebuilding. Hang on, hang on. Here's the devil. Here's the devil. You're not going to attack me like you did. This time I'm ready. I've got a sword of God in my hand. And this is exactly how Jesus fought the devil. He fought the devil by saying, it is written. It is written. It is written. So when you fight the devil, you can't just build. You have to have the sword of God. You have to be ready to know how to answer when the attack comes. Amen. It is written, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, you shall condemn in the name of Jesus. Come on. I am the Lord your God. I go before you. I make the crooked path straight. And then Nehemiah says, fight for your families, for your wife, your sons, your daughters. It's time that you fight. What we do is we just back down, say, here's the attack. Come on, I said, you're the priest of your house, guys. Come on. You're the priest of your house. You take your kids, your wife. The other night, I took my wife and my kids, and I said, come, we're going to pray. The glory of God filled our room. We were sobbing until the morning hours. The presence of God just came in. And you know what? This is how we should live. We should teach our kids. We should teach our wives. Come on. How to pray. The heavens open. Your kids will never do what you tell them to do. They will do what they see you do. Amen. So you have to show them. We're going to rebuild. And every time you build with the sword of God, you build stronger. Come on. I said you build stronger. No weapon formed against you. I've built this wall. I've built it up from scratch. You're not going to knock this down. Lord, I don't know why I'm facing what I'm facing. But you know now, you're facing what you're facing. Because the greatest breakthrough of your life is at your doorstep. The very thing that you've been praying for and fasting for and seeking for is right there at your door. It's knocking. Come on, do you still hear the knock? Come on, do you still hear the knock of God? There's a change in the atmosphere. There's a season that's changing. It's changing swiftly. The 1 minute, think about this. I want you to think about the woman with the issue of blood. One morning, she woke up. She had an issue of blood. And before the sun went down, she was completely healed. That's a suddenly. Amen. I don't know about you, that's a suddenly. Blind Bartimaeus woke up as a blind man, sat next to the road of Jericho. And before the night came, he received sight. David, one night, he was still tending his father's sheep. And the next morning, he was crowned as king. Think about how powerful that is. You're still a shepherd boy taking care of the sheep. And God steps into your time. And he says, now I'm bringing promotion. You've been faithful. You've fought the good fight of faith. I'm promoting you next to your king. Daniel, one night, he was in a lion's den. God supplied so greatly that God even made vegans. The lions became vegans. Think about that. They didn't even want to eat him. And the next morning, he was prime minister. 1 minute, you were sitting in your boat. The storm was raging against you. And the next, you're out suddenly on dry ground. The Bible says, Jabez, he cried out to God. He cried out to God. And suddenly, his cords were enlarged. Only God can do that suddenly. Your wall came down. But it's a sudden rebuild. Suddenly everything's going to change. Come on, suddenly everything. Joseph was in a pit. The one day, sitting in a pit. But just by the way, the pit means you're a prophet in training. And the next, before he could say, hallelujah, he was second in charge of Egypt. Now what I've seen in the scripture, God normally takes people that has hit rock bottom. And then he builds everything. Do you know why? Because that's the greatest place to build, is on the rock. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Everybody, they were down and out. A lonely shepherd boy. And God says, that's the greatest place to be. Because when you have reached the end, this is why you need to understand, you're going to have to go through a season where you lose everything. So that you can rebuild, but this time you build right. This is what the Bible says, if you build on the sand, the house is coming down. But if you build on the rock, you build on the rock, it will stand. So you lose everything in your life, everything. You do not even know, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. Where will the bread come from? Don't worry, you're going to rebuild, but you're going to build on the rock. You're going to build right. This time it's not coming down. Many here sit here and you ask God, why am I facing what I'm facing? God allows it because you were building on the sand. You weren't building right. But now we're going to rebuild, come on the rock. His name is Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus. There's a leprous man. He fell before Jesus. That morning when he woke up, he was full of leprosy. And when he met the, the Son of the living God instantly was changed. Instantly, everything. All this leprosy disappeared. That's only God. Come on, is somebody hearing what I'm telling you this morning? I'm talking about a suddenly that God's going to change everything. One minute you were building from the ruins, and the next you're more successful than you ever thought you will be. God will give you promotions even for things that you even not even qualified for. That's called favor, and favor is not fair. Do you know what? The enemy hates favor, but who cares? We are the favor of God. Come on, we are the blessed of God. We are the head and not the tail. So I'm declaring a now word over your life that everything will change suddenly. Everything will change suddenly. But here's the secret. Allow Jesus in. When he stepped in, dry ground. You have to let Jesus in. Now. Come on, this side. You have to let Jesus in now. You can't one day, you can't say, well, I'm going to start from tomorrow. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the time to let Jesus in and build on that rock. And when you build on that rock, let me tell you, if you don't have food, you don't care. You've got food. You've got bread from heaven. That's the only bread you need. Amen. Everything changes when he steps into your boat. The disciples were so blind that they had him in their boat. He was sleeping in the back of the boat. And when the storm came against them, they were afraid they're going to die. When Jesus is on your side.